Coast Radio News for Friday, March 6th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The wastewater plant at the City of Florence is currently undergoing upgrades to the odor control units. The plant has been operational since early 2000, and this will be the first time the units have been replaced. According to Public Works Director Mike Miller, a few changes have to be made in order for the plant to be able to accept the new units.
Our digester and sludge storage tank, just some plumbing that needs to be done, and some other minor modifications before we're ready to actually receive the unit and then plummet into the system.
There are two units preparing for installation with a third unit yet to be delivered. Miller said it was important not to have the third unit sitting around while they weren't ready for it due to the life expectancy of the unit. And while the plant goes virtually unnoticed, the new upgrades will enhance it even more.
If you don't smell it today, really not going to smell it here in March when the two units actually go online, because it's going to be a major enhancement to the wastewater treatment plant.
Miller says the often harsh environment on the coast, along with the byproducts of the plant, can take a toll on equipment, making it very necessary to keep the upgrades current. It's a case of history teaming up with nostalgia as the city prepares for another Rhododendron Days. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce revealed yesterday it will feature as the parade's Grand Marshal, Paul Lindman. 50 years ago, Lindman was a reporter for KATU-TV in Portland and was present when the Oregon Highway Division, now ODOT, detonated a whale on the Florence beach. Lindman was just 23 at the time, and in the modern age of the internet, the video has been viewed several million times. Lindman said that when he got the invitation to take part in the 50th anniversary, he and his wife Vicky knew that they had to do it. The parade will culminate events for the Rhodey Festival on May 17th. If you love Girl Scout cookies, it is your last chance to get them this weekend as sales come to an end on Sunday, the 8th of March. Local Girl Scout leader Lisa Spencer says this year locally they've hit several records in sales.
If we sell through all of our boxes this weekend, we'll be a little over 5,000. We usually do a little over 3,000.
Spencer says local troops will be out in force this weekend at two very popular spots.
The Florence troops will be at Fred Meyer and Safeway. We plan to be there Friday from 4 to 8 and Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 8.
If you haven't yet had your fill, this weekend is your last chance. Don't miss it. You know you'll want Samoas. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, March 6th, 2020.